Dr. Pinsky dictating the mail. I am in John Whitmer, W-I-T-M-E-R. John Whitmer is a 53-year-old male. He reports he was injured at work on 5/20/18. But at that time, he came off of a ladder from a height of about 20 feet. But as a result, he believes he injured his head, hip, femur, and ankle. But he was seen at Cooper Hospital emergency room the same day. But he had further evaluation and treatment, including right hip replacement, right femur surgery, and right ankle reconstruction. Period. He has completed his course of active treatment. Period. New paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Whitmer alleges he fell off a ladder on 5/22/18, sustaining permanent injuries to his head, lumbar spine, pelvis, right hip, right foot, and right leg. Period. And then insert the summary that was already put together. Physical exam. Head, eyes, ears, normal. Extremities, upper inspection revealed old healed intravenous drug abuse scars about the left antecubital area and forearm. Pretty states he is 4 years sober. Pretty had three small scars about the left thigh and a 6-inch long scar about the right lateral femur. Paired at the posterior right heel was a 2-inch longitudinal scar. Paired there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Paired. And it should be in the lower extremities at this point. Deep inner reflexes are 3+ at the patella bilaterally, but 2+ at the Achilles. Hips and pelvis normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He actively flexed to 80 degrees and fully in extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending, period. Bilateral supine straight leg raise and maneuvers elicited only hamstring tightness, but no low back or radicular complaints. Period. Impressions. On 5/20/18, John Whitmer fell from a ladder of a height between 15 and 20 feet onto his feet. Pretty stated he slipped off the ladder when it was raining and landed on his right side. Pretty was seen at Cooper Hospital emergency room afterwards, stating he lost consciousness. Period. EMS transported him, and he underwent numerous diagnostic studies. But he was diagnosed with a right proximal femur fracture, right acetabular fracture, left acetabulum fracture, left superior and inferior ramus fracture, right sacral fracture, and right calcaneus fracture. Pretty underwent surgery the next day by Dr. Mashru, to be inserted here. Pretty paragraph, Mr. Whitmer was followed closely post-operatively, period. On 5/22/18, he had a pain management consultation by Dr. Gangulli. Period. He noted a history of heroin use, period. He made medication recommendations, period. After discharge from the hospital, he followed up with Dr. Mashru on 6/11/18. Period. On 9/26/18, another surgery was done to be inserted here. Period. Serial x-rays running through 4/22/19. Period. At that time, the calcaneus showed a healed. There was a healed calcaneus status post-hardware removal. For the right total hip arthroplasty was stable and anatomic with no signs of loosening. Period. On 6/24/19, Dr. Mashru discharged Mr. Whitmer to full duty at maximum medical improvement. Period. We paragraphed the current examination of Mr. Whitmer, found there to be healed surgical scarring about the right femur, consistent with his surgery. Period. He also had healed surgical scarring about the right heel and the left thigh. Appeared he had chronic intravenous drug abuse scars on the left arm. Appeared he did undergo a specialist consultation with an addiction specialist named Dr. Milburn, M-I-L-B-U-R-N. Period. He had full range of motion of the upper and lower extremities, as well as the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative for clinically significant. Disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 5% permanent partial total disability referable to the pelvis. Period. This is for the orthopedic residuals of the surrounding fractures. Period. There is 15% permanent partial total disability referable to the right hip. This is for the diagnosis of right femoral neck fracture and non-displaced right intra-articular calcaneus fracture. Scratch that. Right femoral neck fracture, period. There is also 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the right foot. But this is for the orthopedic residuals of a non-displaced right intra-articular calcaneus fracture repaired surgically with an excellent clinical result. Period. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the head, comma, lumbar region, comma, and in lumbar region, period. And that should be the end.